Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is hit by the pitch. Hockett moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Wright moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wright. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wright. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphreys covering, for the out. Weatherly scores. Hockett moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Humphreys. Mack moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mack trying to get to home. Wright throws the ball into Turner, who tags Mack, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dean, and towards Boudreaux, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Turner moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. Turner moves to third. Callaway moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Heath reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Gene Desautels. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Turner bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keltner. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Keltner moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Milner pinch hits for Ray Mack. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Grimes now playing second base. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 3, and Cleveland Indians 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.